This year is based on Likutei Siches, Chelek Chav Beis, the Sicha of Parshas Kedoshim, Sicha Aleph. In this year, we are going to focus on the end of the Sicha, the last two paragraphs. I'm going to try to clarify a diuk b'derech hefsher in the Rebbe's Loshen, and particularly in the Tziyunim, in the Heores 30 and 33. Twice the Rebbe is metzayin to Heora 30, and also the Rebbe is metzayin to the Likutei Torah in Heora 30, and again in Heora 33. We're going to see and try to be medayik and clarify a diuk bederech efshar. So first, I'd like to take a few minutes, just briefly, to sum up a tamtzis of the main nekuda of the sicha. And then to read those last paragraph at the end of the Sicha that we are going to learn and try to be medayik. The Sicha is a Rashi Sicha, and its topic is Peros Orla, the Geder, or the Isur of Orla. But through via the Rashi and via Orla, the Rebbe explains a fundamental yesod, benegia isurim, the yesod achiluk between isure chevtza and isure gavra. The Rebbe explains al pichsides, that says the neshama of the inyan, to understand the yesod achiluk, the mehus achiluk. Why is there isure chevtza, isure gavra? What does it depend on? Rabbi explains that Isuri Chevtza are Isurim which the Chayis of the Zach originates from Shalish Klipes Atmeis, which Ein Lam Tikkun, it's Ra Gomul, and therefore it's an Isur Chevtza. The Chevtza itself is also such as Acholes Asuris, for example, Chazir, Baso Becholav, Isur Orla, Isurim which Asurim Le'olam, Asurim Be'etzem, clearly an Isur Chevtza, which isn't dependent on the Gavra. And that is, as explained, because the Chayis from the Dvorim, those things, originates from Shalosh Klipes Atmeis. On the other hand, there are Isuri Gavra, different type of Isurim, such as, for example, Yain, which is also to a Nazir. The wine in and on itself is kosher, but the Nazir is not allowed to eat it. And so on, other examples, such as in a Tainis, you're not allowed to eat. It's not because the Meichel is Osu Isuri Chevtza Be'etzem. But then it's a Isur Gavra, it's an Isur on the person. Those things the Rebbe says, why is it just the Gavra, not the Chevtza, is because the Dvarim, those creations, originates from Klipas Nega, which as a result is a Dvar Heter. It's something which Yesh Le Tikkun, Yesh Le Heter, Davar sheyesh lematirin, and so on. And with that, as mentioned, the Rebbe goes back and explains a few diukim, benegia peres orla, the ilan, the peres, but the sacha kol, the nekuda, is that the peres orla is an isu chevtza and originates from shalosh klipes atmeis. Now, at the end of the sicha, Rabbi addresses also the chayis from Netarevai, which is the fruits of the fourth year. We'll soon explain a bit just the difference between Orla and Netarevai. But let's first for now read the last two paragraphs of the Sicha on page 107. Rabbi says, Masha'enken de chayis ve keach mitvelchner ilan is matzmiach di peres, und sie seinen jenek von ihnen. Ist bemescher die schalischne Orla. Ist es achayes von Gimel klippes atmes. Und mit zadem werden die Peres an Isu chefza, wer surim le'elam. The chayes, through which the ilan, is matzmiach di peres, from which the peres are yenek their chayes, is from shalosh klipis atmeis, which is different, as the Rebbe explained just earlier, different than the chayes of the ilan itself. The ilan itself is the guf v'geshem ha'ilan, is taher umuta. It comes from klipis nega. But the chayes through which that are going through, but the chmeivir through the ilan, through the tree, from which the peres are created, there are yenek and so on. That is that chayes for the first 3 years from shalosh klipas atmeis, and therefore, as a result, the peres which are created from these chayes are considered isu chefza. The Rebbe adds v'asurim le'elam. There is in the sicha a whole dion in the Heares. In fact, in the original sicha Tavshin Lamed Vav, the Rebbe spoke about this, and this is actually a yesoid. Also, benegia isurim zmanim, isurim ekeimim, isurim derabanan, which Rabbi Yosef Engel, which is Metsuyan in the Sikha, speaks about in a few places, speaks about Ba'arichas, also the Ragat Shavah, that I've been mentioned in the Sikha. Nakopanim here, Benegea Peres Ola is a Surim Le'elam, it's Isu Chevza, it comes from Shalosh Klippes Atmeis. Says the Rebbe, und dernoch, wird Nishpa Venimshach in dem Ilan, Chayis Chodosh, was die Peres Shalei Beshana Revis, seine nicht nur Teherim und Mutarim, nur Adarabba, Kedesh Yelulim Lashem. So Masha'enkein, the fourth year, is in the Ilan now, there is a new Chayis, Nishpa Venimshach, a new Chayis, that go through the Ilan, through which the Peres of the fourth year are going to be Yenek, and that is coming from a different source. And as a result, the peres are not only teheirim and mutarim, but they are kedesh yiludim la'ashen. The Rebbe quotes the pasuk. They are kedesh, holy. And the Rebbe is metzayin in Neor 30, which as you can see, the Rebbe is metzayin twice. First in the first paragraph we read, on the words, he says, a chayis from Gimel Klippes Atmeis Benegea, the 3 years of Orla. Era 30, Relikute Teira, Pasha Seinu, Dibora Masril, Vechita Veyu, Perek Beis. And then also Era Teira, La Pasuk. This Era, Rabbi is Metzayin again in the next paragraph, which, Undernor, Verd Nishpa, Venimshach, in dem Ilan, a chayis chadosh. In the Ilan wird nishpa a new chayis, when? The fourth year after the Orla. And the Rebbe is mitzayin again, look up Likute Teira. And then, Rebbe says that the chayis, the Rebbe doesn't say what type of chayis it is, but as a result of this new chayis, not only the peiros are teherim mutarim, but the fourth year, there are Kedesh Yiludim Lashem. Kedesh Yiludim Lashem is a quote of the Pasuk, the Rabbi's Metzayin in 33. But then, the Rabbi continues and says again, Ure'el Likutatera Ve'era Teresha. So, Frekzer de Shaila, what's going on? What is the Tzin to Likutatera? Twice in 30, then again, a third time in 33. Zayis ve'aid, what is taket the chayis chadosh? The Rebbe is not clearly saying here in this paragraph, you say, look up the Torah, but the question is, what is taket the makir of the chayis when you get the fruit of the fourth year? And how different Chayes is from the fruit of the first 3 years, which is Shalosh Klipas Atmeis, and therefore Arla, Isu Chefza, Sumla Elam. Here all of a sudden it's a different Geda. Now, the fruit of the fifth year, they are not Kedesh, they are Teherim Mutarim. So, obviously the Chayes would be slightly different. The question is, first of all, what is the chayis of the fourth year? What is the chayis of the fifth year and after? And also, when you look up the Teira L'Cheira, there in Perek Beis, the Alter Rebbe says that the Ubashana Revis, let's take a look, Levada Yatam K'meshikosov Bepardes, the Mashikosuf Shaloshanim Yelachem Chulu, the first 3 years, Zeu Keneged Gimon Klipes Atmeis, which the Rebbe mentioned in the Sicha, Yar 30, Nikutetera. And then, what happened the fourth year? Zog the Alter Rebbe, Varevis Uklipa Daka, Hanikres Noiga, Sheyechelim Lehaleza. So now here, we're finding out that the fourth year, Taki is a Chayus Chadosh, but it's Klipas Nega. And the fifth year, Pasha is also Klipas Nega. It's Toher Umuta. It's Kasha. So what's the difference between the fourth and the fifth? If it's Klipas Nega, why is the fourth year Kedesh Yilulim LaHashem, and the fifth year is not anymore Kedesh? Zayis Ve'oid, you can ask, Be'etzem b'siglan acher, but there a cloud, if it comes from klipas nega, a cup of water, it's mutter, it's dvar heta, it's not kedesh. So if the fourth year are coming from klipas nega, I understand that there are not anymore asurim le'elam, it's not anymore nisu chevtza v'chulu as orla, but why would they be coming kedesh yiludim le'ashem? And what's the duke of the Rebbe? Parsha Senu Yutes Chavdalet. That's the quote. Ure'ei likuta teiru. So in order to clarify what's going on here, I'm going to take a moment to try to explain the geder al pin nigle of Isu Orla, Netarevai, the Yuseida Chiluk, we'll find out Achkira, Rambam. We'll take also the opportunity to go through an interesting concept with regards to Limud Rambam, Bichlal, Ubifrat here, Leinyoneinu, Menagia Orla, Netarevai, how it is Mizbate here. And then we'll come back how this whole beer, Alpin Nigle, we'll see, is Eile Bekone Echad, is Mamesh Matim, and Shleimar as Shorshei, Al Pirsidus, and that perhaps everything is Merumas here at the end of the Sicha. Certainly we'll understand the Teira, we'll understand what the Rebbe is saying here at the end, Negea the Sheresh Achayus of Shana Revis, and Shana Chamishis, and after, and was it Kedosh Yilulim LaHashem, and all of the Yukim that we mentioned. Let's begin. As mentioned, there is a difference between the fruit of the first 3 years, which is Orla, it's an Issa, and then there is the fruit of the fourth year called Netarevai. In the Pasuk says, Kedesh Yilulim LaHashem, Pasip Shad. There is a Kedusha that is Chal on the fruit of the fourth year. The din is very similar to Maisir Sheni, that the fruit of the fourth year, since they have a certain level of Gdusha, is you have two options. Either you have to take, in order to eat them, you have to take them to Yerushalayim, and you have to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim, in a Makom Kodesh. Or if you can't, then what you're doing is Pidyon. You're paid the Kedusha from the fruits of her money. Now the fruits are becoming chulin, you can eat them anywhere. And the money is becoming Kaddish, and you have to take the money with you. The next opportunity you have to go to Yerushalayim, you'll take the money with you in Yerushalayim, and you'll spend the money there, and you'll eat something there. So bepashtus, the difference between the fruits of the first 3 years and the fruits of the fourth year and their isurim is very different. It's two suge isur. The first 3 years, not allowed to eat them. They don't have any tikkun. It's a isur atzmi. Masha'enken, the fruits of the fourth year, yes, there is some type of an isur to eat them outside Yerushalayim or without a pidyon, but that's not an isur atzmi, such as basar b'chalav and all the other machalas asurot and so on, but that's mitzad the kedusha sheba, similar to all the different things that we have, mitzad kedusha, trumes, or maisres. So let's take the example of maisres sheni, because maisres sheni is exactly the same, very similar din and similar conditions as neter revai. It's not osu be'etzem, it's not an isu atzmi. There is a kedusha, machmasa kedusha, there is some type of an isu, but obviously there is a tikkun. Either you take it to Yerushalayim or you do a pidyon. Such is Mizbayr from the Psukim. Let's read a few Psukim. Rashi al HaTeira and also Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam. The Pasuk says, V'chisavou el ha'aretz, unetatem kol etz maichal, v'araltem orlose espirye, shalesh shanim yelachem, areilim lo ye'ochal. V'shana ha'revis, yihye kol pirye, keide shilulim la'ashem. Clearly, Pasuk says that the fourth year, the fruits are Kedesh. Zag Drashi, Ke Maiser Sheni. She Kosuv Bei, Chol Maiser Oretz VeGemer Kedesh LaHashem. Is we have a limud, Kedesh Kedesh, Ma Maiser Sheni. Eina Nechal Chutz Lechem As Yerushalayim Ela Bepidyein, Av Zekein. So says the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzaseh, Mitzukuf Yutes. He She Tzivanu, Lias neta revai kula kedesh, vihu omri is ale, hi kalpir kedesh ilum lashem. Vedinei, what is the din of neta revai? She yaleu lirushalayim viyochlu sham beyolov, kemei maiser sheni beshav. So based on that, the Chayran, we have now a question on the Rambam. On the Rambam Mishnah Teir. In order to introduce the question, I'd like to take the opportunity to share here just a basic, fundamental, interesting, and helpful concept with regards to the difference between Sefer HaRambam and Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Both Sfarim is a similar project, and that is Halacha, a kibbutz from Halacha Sateirah, side the Rambam, and side the Shulchan Aruch. But there is a fundamental difference between them. Perhaps we can describe this as the Rambam is more of an encyclopedia of halachas. Masha'enken, the Shulchan Aruch is a meire derech, a guide of Jewish life. The Rambam, his purpose was to be mekabetz all the halachas atel. Masha'enken, the Shulchan Aruch is to give a yid a guide for Jewish life, what to do and how to do. Memele, that difference is mizbate in a few chilukim, which some of them are helpful also when you're learning Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. One difference, which the Rebbe mentions several times in the Sichas, is that the Rambam included, based on his Matara, all the halachas atayim, whether the ones are relevant today or the ones that are not relevant today, they were relevant in the past, based on Migdash, or they will be relevant, based on Mashiach. The Rambam included all the halachas atayim. Masha'enken, the Shulchan Aruch includes only the halachas which are which are neig bizman hazeh. That leads us to a second difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and that is with regards to the way they organize the halachas. The Rambam is a seder inyoni. Mashenken the Shulchan Aruch is a seder maisi. According to the Rambam, the seder of the halachas, Sai Bichlal, the Sfarim, the Prokim, and even within the Prokim, the halachas, is a seder which is based on the inyan, on the concept. Being an encyclopedia of all the halachas atero, the organization, the seder, is not necessarily based on the based on the day of a person, but based on the concept, based on the inyan. Masha'enken the Shulchan Aruch, being a guide of Jewish life, so the seder, the order, and the organization there is based on the day and on the calendar of a yid. Let's take for example, what would be the first halacha in the Rambam in a seder in Yoni, what would make sense to put first versus the Shulchan Aruch in a seder Maisi. Here you clearly see the difference. In the Rambam, what is the first halacha? Leida, to know Hashem, to believe in Hashem, Emunas Hashem, Midiyas Hashem. That's number one. Number one, Mibchinas, not necessarily the day of a person, practically speaking, but Mibchinas, Mibchina Hinyonis, from a conceptual perspective, is the first and most important and number one halacha is Emunah and Yediyas Hashem. Mashenken in Shulchan Aruch, what is the beginning? Hilchos Hashkamas Sabeikah. That goes, Lefi, wake up in the morning. Say, Medeyani, Tilas Yadayim, so on. How do you wake up in the morning? The halachas of Ayid, practically speaking, from a perspective of the Seder Ayoyim. Now, I mentioned earlier that this very basic and fundamental chiluk can be helpful in learning and also finding halachas. Now, if you're looking for halacha in Rambam, you're looking for halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and where exactly it is, so just to remember this concept, it will help you finding the halacha right away. For example, I'll take a halacha shazman grama, hilchos tfiras ha'eino. Right? If I ask you, where is hilchos tfiras ha'eino in the Rambam, where would you find it? And where would you find it in Shulchan Aruch? So you have to right away keep in mind and remember, say, okay, the Rambam is a seder inyoni, so I have to go lefi the inyan. Mashenken the Shulchan Aruch, seder ma'isi, practical seder. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Where would be Sfiras Ha'emel? Sfiras Ha'emel would be right after the halachas of Pesach. Why? Because when did you start Sfiras Ha'emel? The second day of Pesach. So from a perspective of a Seder Ma'asi, then obviously you put the halachas, a guide of Jewish life, you put the halachas of Sfir Seimer after Yichas Pesach. Mipchina in Yonis is Sfir Seimer and Pesach have nothing to do. But Mipchina Ma'asis, then it makes sense actually to put Sfir Seimer in the halachas, which is Asek, Bedinei Seder Tfilas Leil Sheni Shel Pesach Usfiras Ha'ema, which is Simen Tav Petes. Now, where would you put Sfiras Ha'ema in Mishneh Torah? So here, it will not be after Yichus Pesach. What does it have to do one with another? It would be Mipchina Inyonis in the Halachas of Tmidin and Musafin, which is in Sefer Aveda, behemshech to the dinim of Korban Ha'emer. Because Sfiras Ha'emer, the mitzvah of counting the Emer, is really a mitzvah that is, from the Inyan, the concept is Mista'efes from Minchas Ha'emer. B'meile, after you speak about the mitzvah of Kabbalah Emel, b'hemshech lazeh, a mitzvah which is mistaefes, mibchina inyonis from Kabbalah Emel, there is where you would locate, you would be mesada the halachas of Sfiras HaEmel. And so on, with regards to every halacha, when you're looking for an inyan, a concept, and you're wondering where would it be in the Rambam, where would it be in Shulchan Aruch, to remember this chiluk between a seder inyoni and a seder masi, that would be helpful to find right away where the halacha is. So l'inyoneinu, where would be the halachas of Netar Revai, both in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch? So here we'll see that actually in the Shulchan Aruch, mitzad Seder Maasi, where would the halachas be? They're actually behemshech to the halachas of Orla. After the first 3 years, obviously comes Mipchina Maasis, comes the fruit of the fourth year, the Netar Revai, and this is where you would find in Shulchan Aruch the halachas of Netar Revai, which is in Yeredea Simen Resh Tzadik Dalet. Where would it be in the Rambam? So Mipchina Inyonis, since we said Kedesh Yiluim LaHashem Kemaiser Sheni, it has exact same din for Maiser Sheni, there is a Gzira Shava, Kedesh Kedesh. It would make sense to put them behemsher and together with the halachas of Maiser Sheni. And Take, when you open the Rambam in Sefer Zvoim, you see there Hilchos Maiser Sheni v'Netar Revai. That first you have the halachas of Maiser Sheni and behemshech lazeh, Perek Tes. Rambam brings all the halachas of Netar Revai, which is Hareu Kedesh, Vedino Leacha Libal of Yerushalayim Kemaiser Sheni, and so on, so it makes sense. Except, Fize, Verta Shailam, Benegea de Rambam, Benegea de Halachas of Netar Revai. When we open the halachas of Machalas Asures, what do we see there? The Rambam brings in Perek Yud, first halacha, he says like this: Kol Yisurin Shomarnu Hem B'mine Nefesh Chaya. Now, Yesh Yisurim Achirim Shal Teira B'Zera Haaretz. Now, the Rambam wants to tell us Machalas Asures. Not benegia animals, but benegia zera haaretz. Vehein, he says, hachadosh, kilea kerem, orla, and teva. Okay. Then he goes and he explains each one after the other. Hachadosh, keitzad, and then he goes on the halachas. Then what about kilea kerem? He goes on, tells us the kilea kerem keitzad, and tells us all the halachas. Then, Halachates, ha'orla keitzad, and he explains orla. And right after, behemshech, to the halachas of orla, the Rambam says, the halachas of Netar Revai. Fregzir de Shailon, what's going on here? First of all, why the Rambam needs to bring the halachas of Netar Revai twice? We know how the Rambam is meduyak in every single word and letter is a halacha. Ram is not bringing two halachas, he's not bringing a halacha twice. Melef Chekzer de Shaila, number one, why is the Rambam bringing twice the halachas of Netar Revai? First, we saw in Sefer Zroim, where they belong, right after Maaser Sheni. And now, a second time, in Ilchot Macholas Asures after Orla. Zayis ve'oid, mipchinas di Sidur, mipchinas the organization here, the Seder Advarim, the Chayra, Netar Revai has nothing to do with Orla. It has to do mipchinas Maasis, from a practical perspective. We saw it, Shulchan Aruch, he brought them after Yichus Orla, but mipchina inyonis, the Netar Revai have really nothing to do. It's just two different types of Isurim. Orla is a Maichel, is a Isur Atzmi, such as all the other ones. Chadosh, Kile Akerem, Tevel und so on. B'mashenken, Netarivai, Sibelagnish Dorten, has nothing to do with Hilchus Machalas Asures. It's a Indian from Kadesh, has to do with Meister Sheni, Trubus and Meisters and so on. And the truth is, the Rambam himself, at the end of Perek Yud, Halacha Chav Gimel, in Machalas Asures, what is the Rambam saying? After he finished to bring all the halachas, Bezera Haaretz, Benegia, Machalas Asures, he tells us, and you should know that Yesh Bekotchim, Isuri Machirim Bemachalas, Vekulan Shalteirahain, Kegain, for example, Isurin Sheesh Bachilas Trumes, Bikurim, Chala, Maiser Sheini. And he tells us at the end, V'chol Echad Mehen, Yisbo'abim Keime. In other words, they're not Shayach here. Those Isurim, Isurim Maichol, which depends on the Kedusha, Bekotrim, doesn't have to do with Ilchaz Machalas Asuris. Such as, one of the examples he brought is Maiser Sheini. Ibn Mele, Netar Revai is no different than Maiser Sheini. In fact, it is brought down in the Rambam, in Hilchus Maaser Sheni veNetar Revai. For example, the Shalei, what is Netar Revai doing here in Machalas Asuras beHemsher to Isur Olam? As the answer is, Batsam, we have to first understand the definition of Netar Revai. Be'etzem, Yesh Lachker, we can understand the issue of Netar Revai, or the definition of the Mehus, the gather of Peiros Netar Revai, in two Eifanim. First way is that the gather of the issue or the Peiros, is mitzvah the Kedusha. That's the mehus of the peyus, as we explained before. From that perspective, they're very different than the isur ola. Isur ola is a isur atzmi. Mashenken here, peyus netar revai is mitzad ha-gdusha sheboi, but there is no isur atzmi in the peyus. A second way we can say that benoisav onto the Mehus HaKedusha, there is also a second din, an Isu Atzmi, which is called Hemshech Isur HaOla. Kind of an Ola light, a downgraded Ola. You have the strong Ola, which is the first 3 years, and then you have the light Ola, downgraded Ola, which is the Ola of the fourth year. That second din is not mitzvah the Kedusha. I think the Kedusha. It's an Isur Atzmi. Except that it is, we called it a light Ola, meaning that unlike the first 3 years where the Isur Ola there is so strong, that it doesn't have a tikkun at all, it's a surim le'ilam, is the isur ola, the hemshech isur ola, which continues a little bit, and is chal on the fruit of the fourth year, is an isur cholash, is an isur kal, is an isur that has a tikkun, that you can be misaken that isur somehow. How so? Through the same way that you're removing the kedusha, or that you're dealing with the Kedusha. That means that Teira was Mechadesh, that either through bringing the Peiros to Yerushalayim, or through Pidyon, that removes not only the problem of Kedusha, which is the first din, but that also takes care and is Matir, the Isur Ha'Ola, the Isur Kal of Ola, that is Nimshach on the fruit of the fourth year. This chkira is brought down in the Achenim. The Menachem Zemba, in Shavuot Shuvos Zera Avram, he brings it down. Let me just read a keta in his lashon. V'nira lilmed midivra atei simen yudalet eis chav beis. Like the Razei. V'nira lilmed midivra atei says davar chadosh begeder revai. De'ena in shel achar gimel shanim yipasek din ola legamre v'hizchil isu chadosh de revai. V'geder yisure kemaisu sheni. K'damar b'Yerushami v'chin kosov Rambam neta revai ru kedesh kemaisu sheni. As far as a tesves, the isu ola nimshachu gam b'shana revis. Rak dechit shoteron heter b'diyah. V'shapira v'ze heter le isu ola. Shegam revai isure miteres orla hu. V'nishadash b'yi heter b'diyah. He says, and he wants to learn like this in Shitas Ateisves, as in Ish Pshat, as we understand, but there klar, that Revai is only an Isu Chadosh Mitzad HaKedusha Sheboi, but that there is also a Geder in the Revai, in a Neter Revai, there is a Geder of Orla, except that this is Hemshech Isur Orla, an Isur Orla Kal, and unlike the first 3 years, which has no Heter and no Tikkun, Surim Le'elam, is the Neter Revai that says the Hemshech Isur Orla on the fruit of the fourth year, that Isur can have a Tikkun, and Terah was Mechadesh, that if you bring them to Yerushalayim, or you do Pidyon, you're removing that Isur Orla light, which is Chal on the fruit of the fourth year. This Chgira is actually brought down and explained by Ariches with all the Shitas Arishenim, Gdele Achenim, in Afike Maim, Sefer from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Chil Kamenson, Yeshiva in Brinois. In Afike Maim, Chelek Dalet, the whole Sefer is on the mitzvah of Neter Revai, on the gather of the fruit of the fourth year. And there, he's Mayrich in the Chkira, he explains, it's actually Ein Beis Simonim, many of the Simonim are focused on this Chkira, he explains, Al-Fize, Bavli, Yerushalmish, Tasa Rambam, as we'll soon see, Tesis, many of the Rishenim, explain many, many Diyukim in the Sugya of Neter Revai, based on this Chkira. Now, I'd like to just point out something to clarify. If you noticed, I was saying when I explained the Chkira, that the second way is that benoisa from the din kedusha, you also have the second din, which is hemshech isur ha'olah. That says that yeshlema d'chkira is not one or the other. Either geder of neter revai is mitzad kedusha only, or that it is mitzad hemshech isur ha'olah only and not din kedusha. Shleimar, this is nish mistaber to explain and to present the Chkira this way, or bichlal to suggest that there is a shita that will hold that the gather of Isur Orla, that the gather of Neter Revai is only mitzad Hemsher Isur Orla, not mitzad Kedusha. And why? Because Bepashtus, in the Pasuk, it says, Kedesh Shilum LaHashem. This is Pshutush Shal Mikra, this is Mamish the Pasuk. Mele, clearly in the Pasuk, there is a din kedusha, a milendo saruis, Yerushalmi, kedesh, meiser sheni, and so on. So adavar baru that there is a chalois, there is a mehus kedusha in fruits of the fourth year, which is why in the first place you have to bring them to Yerushalayim, which is a makom kodesh. There is anything from pidyon, which in the first place pidyon has to be kedusha. Now what then? Chkira is that there is a shita that this is only mitzad kedusha. Comes now a second way, which is that benoisav, that in addition to obviously the first din of Kedusha, which is Mefurish in Pasuk, is in addition to that, there is also a second din, which is Hemshech Yisur Orla, which is a light Orla, and that has a tikkun, and we have to say, this is kind of original, that the tikkun here will be through the same way that you're dealing with the Kedusha, that when you're taking fruits to Yerushalayim, it's at the Kedusha, at the same time, Teira was Mechadesh, that all will also remove the other problem, which is the Hamshech Yisur Ola, or through the option of Pidyon, the same thing, that while Pidyon is taking care of the Kedusha, Teil was Mechadesh, that you'll be able also to remove the Yisur Ola that is Chal on the fruits of the fourth year. Azay l'chayra daf men zogen duch kira. B'chol eifn, le'inyoneinu, let's go back to our Rambam that we're asking about the Sidur Ha'inyonim. First of all, why he brings the Halachas of Netar Revai twice, Sayin Sefer Zroa Milchas Maiser Sheni, and Sayin in Ichus Ma'acholes Asuris. And second, we ask, l'chayra, apparently, Netar Revai is Kedesh Ilum LaHashem as Din Kedusha, like Maaser Sheni, has nothing to do with Hilchus Macholas Asur, has nothing to do with Orla. Is Rabbi Chiyo, in Afikimayim, he has a long siman about it, he explains the Rambam beautifully. He says, the Rambam halt, Videshita, Tarvai Yisne Ubei, that there are two dinim in the Peiros of Netar Revai. And that is what the Rambam is doing while he's Mesada de Halachas. He wasn't Kefal any Halachas twice, and each Nevi Halacha is Bim Kema. And that is, in Sefer Zohar, in Ichus Maaser Sheni, where the Ram tells us in Machalos Asur, Yesh Bekachim, that don't belong here in Machalos Asur, they belong there. There he's speaking about the Din Kedusha Shebeperes Netar Revai. That is why he brought the halachas of Netar Revai behemsher to halachas of Maaser Sheni. Ma'ashen ken yichul machalas asures. There the Ram brings us again the halachas of Netar Revai behemsher to what? To the halachas of Orla, which in the Kaseres he said in the first halach of Perek Yud that there are isurim in machalas, ma isur atzmi. Bezera Oret, which is, for example, Chodosh, Kila, Kerem, and Orla, and Tevel. So he tells us in Orla, one of the details of Orla is Netar Revai, meaning in Koseres, he doesn't even say Netar Revai. Why? Because Netar Revai here, what's the din? It's Hemshech Yisura Orla. We already said the Koseres Orla. So in Orla, there is Orla 1, Orla 2. Orla 1 is the big Orla, the strong Orla, the first 3 years. Then Behemshech Lazeh continues the Rambam. Naturally, now, if I'm explaining you Orla, I'm explaining you also the Peres Netar Revai, which is Orla 2, Orla Light, downgraded Orla, which is the Din Isur Orla, which is in the Peres Netar Revai, the second Din. And that has a Tikkun through Yerushalayim or through Pidyon. So the Fizi is moving the Rambam, is moving that there are two Dinim in the Peres of Netar Revai, Sai Mitzad, the Din HaKedusha, Shebahem, and Sai Mitzad, the Hemshech Isur HaOla, Shebahem. Now, in Afik Emaim there, Rabbi Chiel continues at the end, after he was Mayrich in Ein Aleph 71 Simonim, Al Pin Nigle, the Gdorim, the Shittes, in the gather of Netar Revai. So at the end, he says that Yeshleimar, Simon Ein Beis, the last Simon, he says that the whole thing, the whole Chkira, Pinigli, the Tudidim, Shittes Rambam, is Matim, Magbil, is Eile Bekane Echad, Al Pichsides. He brings a letter that Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, writes to the Rebbe. Just kedai to read the few lashenes. The Rebbe sent Levika an inyan in Nigla, and he asked him what he thinks about it. So Levik writes back to the Rebbe, lashenes, beautiful lashenes, and he gives the Rebbe kind of first he gives tremendous praises and shvachim on the Maimer. He says, "Lehave yadua lecha ki Maimer bichlaluse teiv meid, sheyesh beicharifu subkiyus benigla benista vesechel yasha veomeg bavanas atira benigla benista." And he goes on, and he gives the Rebbe brachas and shvi matzliach. And he says, V'amaymo haflev chazak v'yischazak v'esif eimetz. And the Ebeshter should be be'ezrecha kitaski la'mitosa shal teira titzlach v'tayle maila maila. And after he gives all the shvachim, and he gives a word of hadracha to the Rebbe, he says, omnam, however, and then he tells the Rebbe that you should always try to see how the inyan al pinigle is matim al pichsedes. He says, try lireis sheyu advarim yeser v'yeser meyusadim al pi chochmas ha'emes al pi kabbala shuamitosa shel teira ve'watal ve'amoyer shebeteira ki oz yiyu advarim behirim u'meirim yeser v'chol ha'inyonim yalu az kaftu v'aferach. He says, he continues, that then you could see if it's matim al pichsides al pi kabbala she'oz nire v'nikar heitev she'ainin hu amiti. Then he says to the Rebbe, you have the kishreinus for it, you should continue, lilmed, ulehovin, ulehaskil bohem, ulekshtaymik bohem, teitzi, pninim, yekorim, ve'avne chefet, sein dai, ve'oz yiyu advarim, smechim, ume'irim, imitzoshem. Behainu. Levik says that you should see always that if you have an inin al pinigle, try to see if the inin is matim al pichsides al pikabala, which then you know that the inin is amiti, that the inin is emes. In fact, we see how the Rebbe was mekayim this heira from his father, behidur, or by the Rebbe. I would always, in fact, there is a michtav in Igros Kedesh, the Rebbe says that kedua minogi meyaz, that whenever I see a in al pinigle, I try to right away see if the in is matim al pichsides. And the Rebbe says also vice versa, that when I learn a in al pichsides, I try to see if the in is matim al pinigle. Akopanim, Rabbi Chiel, miyusen al zeh, at the end of Afikemaim, says that shleimar, the whole beer in the two dinim, benegia neta revai, is matim, and is eile bekane echad al pichsides al pikabala. Dehainu. Let's now go back to the Likutei Teira, Parshas Gedeshim, the Rebbe is metzayin here in our sicha, Yara 30 and Yara 33. Which is, first it starts Perek Beis. In Perek Beis, the Alter Rebbe says, we quoted the Alter Rebbe earlier, that the chiluk in Sheresh HaChayis of the fruits of Olam, the first 3 years, and Netar Revai, the fourth year, is that, let's read again, Elavada Yatam, Kishkosav Bepardes, Shikosav Shaloshani Yelachem Chulu, Zeu Keneged Gimel Klipes Atmeis. The first 3 years corresponds, and the Chayis originates from Shalosh Klipes Atmeis, and that's why, as the Rebbe says in the Sicha, it's an Isu Cheftza, and it's Asurim Le'elam. Mashe Einken Ve'harivis, and the Alter Rebbe, who Klipa Daka, Nikres Nega, She'yechelim Le'aleisa. Which is also why it's Toiru Muta, the fruits of the fourth year are Muta. Why? Because they are coming from Klipas Nega. However, if you continue, in fact, in Perek Beis there, the Alter Rebbe already mentioned that it's explained elsewhere in Kabbalah that the first 3 years is Kenege, the Sfiris, Netzach, Hod Yesod. And Shana Revis is Kenege, Tiferes. But that Nekuda, the Alter Rebbe explains it at the end of Perek Dalet, and he connects it to another bir al pichsides in the difference between the fruits of Ola and the fruits of Netar Revai. This is what he says. Let's quote towards the end of Perek Dalet. Ve'efshar leimar oid ki gimel shanim arishenes em keneged biya So it's Bria Yetzirah Nasiya. Shadibur Elyon Muster Bohem Vehem Yesh Vedavar Nifrad Bifnei Atzmei. That's the fruits of Allah of the first 3 years. It's enough Yesh and Davar Nifrad Bia, and which is why it's also also. Masha Enkein Avalu B'Shana Revi'is. So the Alter Rebbe Zehu Neged Eilam Atzilus. That corresponds to Eilam Atzilus, which is, as he quotes after, as Ayihiyu Kol Pirye Kedesh Hilulim. That is where the Kedush is coming from. Atzilus. And then he says, V'yesh Lekashrei Imash Shnizbar Le'el Tebegimol Shanim Arishenes. The first 3 years it receives from Netzach Had Yesod. B'Shana Revi'is it receives from Tiferes, and as explains Al Pi Kabbalah, those four spheres correspond to Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Na'asiya. Tiferes keneged Atzilus, Netzach Had Yesod keneged Bia, keneged Bria, Yetzirah, Na'asiya. Koponim, what do we have here? We have be'etzem two biurim, v'negia the Sheresh Achayis from Orla and Netzach Revi'is, and the difference between them. First Bia, Orla is Keneged Gimel Klipas Atmeis, and Netzach Revi'is is Klipas Nega. Second Bia is that Orla is Keneged Bria Yetzirah Asiya, or Netzach Had Yesod, which corresponds one to another. And Netzach Revi'is, Shana Revi'is, it's Keneged Eilam Atzilus, which is corresponding to Pikabala to Sfiras Atiferes. Fregt Rabbi Chiyo, Chayran, the two biurim are seisrim zeze. And why? Klipas nega is meurav tevera. Mashen ken atzilus is kula tev. Mele fregt the shayla vikens to zogen that the shana revis on the one hand, they're coming from Klipas Nega, which is Me'urav Tevera. And on the other hand, you say, Shana Revi'is Keneged Eilam Atzilus, which is Kula Tev, Kula Kedesh. How could it be a bit of Rein Atzilus? How could it be Klipas Nega? Yisog Rebbe Chiyon, and Yeshleimar, that Be'etzem, this is the Sheirish, this is the Yusayd, to the whole Bir Al Pin Nigle, that there are two dinim in the Peres Netzach Revi'is. Indeed, mitzad the din hakdusha, kedesh ilulim laHashem, istake the sheresh achayis of the Peres Netzach Revi'is of the mehusa kedusha. It's not from Klipas Nega. Klipas Nega is tevera. How can it be kedesh ilulim laHashem? Elamai, that comes from the other chayis from Eilam Atzilus. Masha'enken mitzad the din of Hemshech Yisur Ha'Ola, even a little bit, meaning that has some tikkun, is tevera, is not shayach to Eilam Atzilus. That comes from Klipas Nega, which is Yechelim La'aleisa, says Tazei. In fact, there are two types, two minechayes in the Peres Netzach Revi'is. Ebeshtich is the obligvul. As Faranz, there are certain things which they receive chayes only from one sheresh. There are certain creations, certain dvarim, certain nivroim, which they receive from different sources of chayes. In Leinyoneinu, Netzach Revi'is, they're actually receiving from two different sources. They're receiving at the same time sai from Klipas Nega, that's one sheresh achayes. And they're also receiving a different chayis, completely different, a different sheresh, which is from Eilam Atzilus, Kula Tev. And from those two sources of chayis originates the two dinim al pin nigle in Netzach Revi'is. That mitzad the sheresh achayis from Klipas Nega, the first bir of the Alter Rebbe. As a result, what do you have in Netzach Revi'is? You have an hemshech Yisur Ha'Ola. And take now we understand what the Yisur Ha'Ola, the downgraded Ola in Netzach Revi'is, is different, and why is it light, and why why there is Yesh Heter and Tikkun versus the Olam, the strong Olam, the first 3 years. Since the first Olam, the first year came from Shalosh Kippos Hatmes. That's why Engle Tikkun, Asurim Le'elam, Isu Chavtza, Masha Enken, the Peirs Neta Revai, which is Take Olam, but Olam comes from Klipas Nega. Yechem La'aleisa, there is a Tikkun, you bring him to Yerushalayim, you do Pidyan, you remove the Isu Olam. That's the first din. But there is another din. There is another chayis. And that is Mitzadei L'Matzilas. Mitzadei L'Matzilas, it's a whole different gather. It's a whole different din. That's the Mehus HaGdusha Shebeperes Neta Revai, which Mitzadem is Kedesh Yilinim LaHashem. It's nothing to do with Allah. It's nothing to do with Klipas Nega. It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different din. Yishleimar. Now the Eir Habir, that the whole Nekuda and the whole Bir here, Al Pichsidus, Al Pinigle, and different Chayas and so on, is perhaps by the Rechav Shel Merumas here in the Lashon of the Rebbe and the Tziyunim of the Ha'aretz. Says Tazeh. In the first paragraph that we read, the Rebbe says, it's B'mesher Di Shalosh Ne'orla, he says a Chayas from Gimel Klipas Atmeis, right? That's Pashut. Orla comes from Shalosh Klipas Atmeis, Ra, and therefore it's Yisu Chefza Asurim La'ela. On that, the Rebbe is Metzani Lara 30, Mekutei Teira Perek Beis, that we just read, in the beginning of Perek Beis. What the Rebbe says, brings Bir in the Pardes, that Shlosh Ne'orla comes from Shalosh Klipas Atmeis. Then, the Rebbe says like this, Und er noch, and on that the Rebbe is Metzayin Hora 30, which is Likutei Teira Perek Beis. If you open there, what do you see? That Klipas Nega. V'arevis, Klipa Daka, the Hemshach, meaning after Shalosh Klipas Atmeis, that beer the Rebbe brought, which the Rebbe was Metzayin Hora 30 in the paragraph before. So that same footnote 30, it's the same Likutei Teira, Perek Beis, which continues. If you take a look there, Mamesh, the few words after is V'harevis, Klipas Nega. So, according to the beginning of the paragraph, and Hora 30, for now, if you look up the Tziyunim, you look up Likutei Teira, Perek Beis, he's saying, Undernor, V'nishpa V'nimshach Inem Ilan Achayus Chodosh, Bepashtes Klipas Nega. And if that's the case, then it would be just Tehirim U'Mutarim. It wouldn't be Kedesh Yiluim LaHashem. If it's Klipas Nega, it's nothing to do with Kedusha. It's as we explain, Al Pinigle and Al Pichsedes. This is the Chayes from Klipas Nega, which is Tevera. And therefore, it's a Hemshech Yisur HaOla, which has a Tikkun through Pidyon through Yerushalayim. But then the Rebbe continues, which it's a Chayes Chadosh, with the Peirush Shel Leibe Shana Revi'is. Seine nit nor teherim mutarim, not only the art teherim mutarim, meaning not only the din of Hemshech Yisura Orla, of Klipas Nega, which is what the Alter Rebbe first says in the beginning of Perek Beis, nor ade rabban kedesh ilulim la'ashem. And here the Rebbe is Metzayin 33, Ure'ei likute teiram. What is this Ure'ei? Shlema, this Ure'ei is different than the first Re'ei in Hora 30. Here the Rebbe wants to be medayek, you know, Kedesh Yilum LaHashem, it's a whole different Chayes. This can't be Klipas Nega. So look up, you could say, look up well, Re'ei again, Likutei Teira. And there you will see. Now here I have to say that the Bir of Atzilus versus Biyah comes at the end of Perek Daret, which the Rebbe is, Rebbe says Shom in 33, which Shom goes to Perek Beis. But in Perek Beis, the Alter Rebbe already mentioned that there is another bio besides Klipas Atmeis and Klipas Nega. There is another bio which is Netzer Hod Yosod versus Tiferes, which at the end of Perek Dalet, the Alter Rebbe connects that and explains and clarifies that this is corresponding to the bio Pi Kabbalah Bia versus Atzilus. So that is already Merumas in Perek Beis, but if you want to understand Perek Beis properly, you have to continue the Maimah all the way till the end of Perek Dalet, then you understand that Bir. So Yeshlema, that the Hiara 33, which comes Hemsher to Parsha Seinu, that says Kedesh Yom LaHashem, the Rebbe says Ure'ei Likutei Teira again, here, Shlema, the Remez is that there is another Bir in Likutei Teira. that not only there is the beer of Shalosh Klipas HaTmeis versus Klipas Nega, which according to that, we wouldn't necessarily say Kedesh Yom LaHashem, we'd just say Teherim Mutarim, which corresponds to Alpin Nigle, the Din Hamshach Yisur HaOlam. But to Re'ei Likuta Teira, again, another beer, another Nekuta there, that there is another Sheresh HaChayis that comes from Kedusha, completely Kedusha, and that is Atzilus versus Biyah, and Mitzad them, Taka the Peres are of Shana Revis, are considered Kedesh Hilulim LaHashem.